Abdullah ibn Yaqtur was a companion of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. And during his childhood, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam was fostered by Abdullah's mother, therefore making them foster brothers. But who was Abdullah? How did he live his life? And how did his life end in the glorious status of martyrdom? This is Unsung Heroes. By now, Sulaiman ibn Rizin has been martyred in the city of Basra. Meanwhile, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam has received letters from Muslim ibn Aqil, his emissary to Kufa, telling him that the people of Kufa are ready and willing to accept Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam's leadership. Therefore, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam set off from the holy city of Mecca towards the city of Kufa, stopping at a waypoint named Al-Zubala. Unfortunately, however, during this time, Muslim ibn Aqil's uprising in Kufa had been quelled, and Muslim himself had attained the lofty status of martyrdom. However, Imam Husayn alayhi salam had still not received this news. And so for this reason, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam handed a letter to Abdullah ibn Yaqtur to hand over to Muslim when he meets him in the city of Kufa. Immediately, Abdullah ibn Yaqtur mounted his horse and set off for the city of Kufa. So, the bloodthirsty governor, Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, who was previously the governor of Basra, had now been appointed the governor of Kufa. After quelling the uprising of Muslim ibn Aqil, the first thing he did was to instill a curfew in the city, and he stationed guards around Kufa, monitoring who was entering and who was leaving the city. When Abdullah ibn Yaqtur reached the city of Kufa, he was immediately arrested by Husayn ibn Tamim and subsequently taken to Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad's palace. There, Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad ordered for Abdullah ibn Yaqtur to be taken to the rooftop of the palace so that he can declare Imam Husayn alayhi salam and his father as a liar and curse them, na'udhu billah. This was all a game to deceive the people, but the plan of Allah is always greater than the plan of the people. Abdullah agreed to do so, and he went to the top of the palace. However, instead of doing this vile act of cursing Imam al-Husayn and his pure forefathers, Abdullah ibn Yaqtur, this great soldier of wilaya, used this opportunity to guide the people towards salvation. He called out to the people, "I am the messenger of Husayn, the son of the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to you. I have come to ask you to help and support Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam against the son of Marjana, the son of Sumayya, may Allah's curses be upon him. Surely, he is the illegitimate one, the son of the illegitimate one." If you're confused about the names Ibn Marjana and Ibn Sumayya, that's because Ibn Ziyad was known by the name of his mother, Marjana or Sumayya, because it's not sure truly who his father was. After being publicly humiliated in front of his people, Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad was enraged. He immediately ordered his guards to throw this great man, Abdullah ibn Yaqtur, from the top of the palace of Kufa. Due to the great fall, the bones of Abdullah ibn Yaqtur were crushed, yet there still remained some life within him. However, at that moment, an accursed man came and struck Abdullah with his sword. And thus, this great soldier of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam attained the lofty status of martyrdom. May Allah have mercy on his soul and make us like him, inshallah. So now we know who Abdullah ibn Yaqtur was, how he lived his life in this world, and how he attained the lofty status of martyrdom. So remember, if we wish to leave this world as a martyr, we must first live within this world as a martyr, wherever you are.